So we've been opening advocates for the last 3 weeks, and here's the fourth one. And this one has to do with love. The first one had to do with peace. The second one had to do with hope. Last week we talked about joy. This week we talked about love. Anybody got any idea what might be in the gift that'll help us talk about love? Well, an ornament. You seem to think there's a theme here. There is one, huh? What do you think? Okay, what do you think is going to be in there to help us talk about love? An ornament that has where Jesus was born. Okay. Anybody else? One more. Anybody else got an idea what might be in there? What do you think's in there? For you? A heart. Oh, someone's got a thinking cap on. Yeah. You know, that was last year at a different church. Were you there? You weren't. Were you thinking? You know what? I never do the same thing twice, girl. Okay, so it's not a heart. Would you like to see what's in it? Did you want to go on already this year? You know, would you like to open this one? Here you go. It's not a heart. There you go. I've got to say it below, otherwise I get in trouble. There we go. What is that? An angel. Well, yeah, it hangs on the tree. It hangs on the tree. This is actually a special one that hangs on our Christmas tree every single year. And this angel talks about love. In fact, all of God's angels talk about love. They talk about the love that God has for his world, that he would send his son Jesus to be born in Bethlehem, and that Jesus would grow and offer his life for us so that we could be forgiven our sins. Okay? So what is it that the angel has to do with Advent and Christmas? What do the angels do at Christmas? What do we read about? Would anybody know what angels do at Christmas? What do angels do at Christmas? Brain freeze. Anybody else know what angels do? What angels do at Christmas? Come down from heaven. And who did they tell about? Who did they tell about Jesus being born? First of all, who did they tell? Mary. Yeah, the angel Gabriel came and told Mary that she was going to have a son, and she should name him Jesus. Okay. And then the angel Gabriel also came and told Joseph the same thing. And then on Christmas Eve, the angels came down and appeared to shepherds and told them all about it, right? Angels tell the good news of Jesus. In fact, the word angel means God's messenger. That's what the word angel means. It means God's messenger. And today, we have the opportunity to become God's messengers of the good news. That God loved the world so much that he would give Jesus. That's what the angel has to do with love. Because Jesus came because of God's love for the world. And so the angels told the world about Jesus being born, and we have that same opportunity. You can be God's messengers. Okay? Because you know the story, don't you? You all know the story about Christmas. And you can tell other people about it. And that makes you God's messengers of love. Okay? So what I want you to do this week, especially this week, is when you see your friends and when you see other family members in the places you would go to celebrate Christmas, tell them about God's love. That God loved us so much that he sent Jesus into our world to save us from our sins, okay? And then you are God's messengers. You are God's angels on earth. Okay? Let's pray. Let's ask for God's help. And gracious God, we give you thanks for your angels who brought us a message of your love. And we ask that you put that same message on our lips, that we could tell others the same message that the angel said, that you love the world so much that you sent Jesus into the world to save it. And this we pray in your most holy name. Amen. Okay, we'll see you tonight. Oh.